Welcome to UnJena International, the podcast of the International Office at Jena University. My name is Laura Kaden. I work in the team incoming and support international applicants and students. Today is going to be once again about an offer for our students. A really great offer, I would say. Today we're going to talk about the culture ticket. And by saying we, I mean myself and today's guest, Ulrike Erfurt from the Thuringian Student Service Organization, the Studierendenwerk Thüringen. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Laura. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you for being here. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? How did you come to Jena? And what is your job at the Studierendenwerk?
Yes, my name is Ulrike Erfurt and I studied cultural studies and sociology in Leipzig and then came to Jena straight after graduating to join Studierendenwerk Thüringen. I first worked in the Culture and International Affairs Department and now I work in communication and marketing for the Studierendenwerk.
So I guess you're the expert for telling me, what are the cultural offers of the Studierendenwerk?
The Studierendenwerk Thüringen organizes a series of intercultural events in Jena, Weimar and Erfurt, the Coffee International. The events take place weekly during the semester and they function like this. International students are given the opportunity to present their country, their region and their culture. Typical food and drinks from the region presented round of the evening and have made the event a popular and sociable meeting place for German and international students for more than 15 years. In Jena, the Café International takes place every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in the International Center, House of the Mauer. We also look after 10 student clubs and student initiative spaces throughout Thuringia. In Jena, these are Café Wagner in the city center and Emitz Ecke in Lobeda. In order to provide students with an affordable cultural program, we let the student clubs use the rooms rent-free. The student clubs only pay the operating costs and therefore have more capacity to organize the great cultural offerings for Jena students. Finally, we offer the opportunity to receive financial support for their own cultural, sporting and intercultural projects.
Ah, good to know.
The precondition for funding is that the projects are carried out on a voluntary basis and in the students' free time. That is to say, there must be no credits for the projects. The cultural funding program of the Studierendenwerk Thüringen supports around 50 projects a year with a cultural budget totaling 50,000 euros. Have a look at our homepage and find out about the conditions of participation and the next application periods.
Of course, I'm going to link that in our show notes and you should totally check that out if you have any ideas for your own project. But today we're going to talk about the culture ticket. Since when is there this so-called culture ticket?
The Jena culture ticket was introduced in winter semester 2019-20 and expanded to include the Arthouse Cinemas, Kino am Markt und Kino am Schillerhof in winter semester 23-24.
And what exactly is this culture ticket?
The culture ticket is a cooperation project between the Studierendenwerk Thüringen and the city's largest cultural providers to make studying in Jena even more attractive for students. The culture ticket works like this. Students already pay for the culture ticket with their semester fee. They pay €4.25 per semester and then receive free admission to the participating cultural institution for one semester with their TOSCA. The semester fee has only increased minimally as a result of the culture ticket, but students receive many times more services for the small amount if they use it. The culture ticket is based on a so-called solidarity model. The low contribution for the culture ticket can only be realized if all students pay the contribution. For this reason, a ballot was held among students before the introduction of the Kultur ticket in 2019 and also for the extension in 2023. They were overwhelmingly in favor of the introduction and extension of the culture ticket, more than 95% in each case. This is because it is obvious that the culture ticket has already paid for itself with admission to one of the participating museums. Normal admission to the Philharmonie or the theater is many times more expensive. And even a reduced admission to the cinema is about twice as expensive as the culture ticket for the whole semester.
Wow. I can see how the students are profiting with the culture ticket, but I still wonder, why are the cultural institutions participating in the culture ticket?
Well, the culture ticket makes the city of Jena even more attractive as a study location for students, which naturally also benefits the cultural institutions. The contracts for the culture ticket are concluded on a long-term basis, which gives the cultural institutions financial planning security. In addition, since the introduction of the culture ticket, significantly more students have been flocking to the concert halls, theaters and cinemas, making the audiences in the institutions younger and more diverse. This is interesting for cultural providers in that they are now laying the foundations for long-term loyalty to the theater, cinema or philharmonic orchestra. After all, so is the idea, students who can now familiarize themselves with the city's diverse cultural offerings at a very low threshold may later become loyal paying guests. The culture ticket is therefore a win-win project for students, the city of Jena and the participating organizations from which everyone benefits.
I see. And who exactly are these participating organizations?
These are the museums of Jena, so the Stadtmuseum, die Kunstsammlung and the Romantikerhaus, the Jena Philharmonic Orchestra, the Jena Theater and the cinemas at the Markt and Schillerhof. Only a few events in the Philharmonie and the theater, mainly from external providers, are excluded from the culture ticket. In the cinemas, it is the weekends and public holidays that are not covered by the Kulturticket. You can find a good overview of all facilities on the Studierendenwerk Thüringen homepage.
And that homepage, of course, is also linked in the show notes.
The best way to find out about the exact admission regulations is to go directly to the websites of the institutions, which are all linked on our homepage.
And then how exactly does the ticket function? How to use it if I want to go to the museum, to a cinema, theater, or maybe to a concert?
Well, that is very simple. Students simply take their Tosca to the box office or advance booking office of the institution and get a free ticket for the event or the museum. Admission is only granted on presentation of this ticket and the valid Tosca card. If the event is well attended, it is worth getting your ticket in advance. In general, there is no entitlement for sold-out performances. It is also not possible to reserve tickets in the cinemas.
Okay, so it's that easy. You said that all students pay for the culture ticket automatically with their semester fee. Are there any exceptions?
Exactly. All students who pay their semester contribution automatically receive the culture ticket. Only students who have been granted full leave of absence for the semester in question are exempt from the cultural ticket. Participants in distance learning and further education courses with less than 20 days of attendance in Jena per semester and students who can prove that they are outside Thuringia for at least 21 weeks of the semester for organizational reasons can apply for exemption from the cultural ticket. For all other students, the cultural ticket is already paid with the semester ticket.
Great, just like that. And finally, my last question for you is, what are your personal tips regarding culture here in Jena? Do you have any recommendations for our students?
Yes, of course I have, because I really like the student cultural landscape in Jena. And there's a really wide range of things you can do in Jena for a large, small town like Jena is. My highlights are, of course, the students' clubs. I've already mentioned Café Wagner and Emils Ecke. But I also really like the Casa and the Trafo, a relatively new concert hall in a stunningly beautiful building. What I also like about Jena are the many student initiatives that make students' life in Jena really worth living. Now in the advanced season, for example, the Freie Bühne Jena is organizing the Kulturchen with a lot of passion, a cultural event calendar in which a different cultural surprise is presented every evening until Christmas. And there are so many great student initiatives, and I can only encourage everyone to make time for culture and trying out their own cultural projects during their studies.
Yeah, because that's totally part of being a student, I guess. I have to say, I'm really amazed by all the opportunities that the culture tickets brings, and I really wish I could still study. All information on the ticket are linked in the show notes, as usual. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Ulrike, for this interesting talk. I wish you all a good time until the next time in this podcast or even in the theater, the cinema, or concert. Bye-bye.